Galnet News Digest, 24th of January 3303. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Arissa meets Zachary behind the college bike shed. Commanders make light work of Sirius and Rantar. Formidine Rift, more discoveries but still no breakthrough. Unexpected demand for 10-sided dice leaves Galaxy baffled. Arissa meets Zachary behind the college bike shed. A series of strange clandestine meetings have been taking place in an ancient Earth city, according to leaked sources. The meetings allegedly took place in Cambridge, the largest seaport on the east coast of England, not far from the famous undersea city of Norwich. Cambridge is widely believed to have been the place where King Arthur burned the cakes while baking at his round table. It's also the site of the galaxy's very first guided hoverbuses. It's believed, but not confirmed, that the meetings brought together diplomatic teams from the very highest echelons of both Empire and Federation. Imperial cutters have been observed landing at Cambridge International Spaceport on a number of occasions over the past weeks, which lends some credence to this theory. What's been discussed can only be conjectured. Perhaps there's some hope of avoiding the war that seemed inevitable. Perhaps the powers have realised that they need to take a united front in the face of a possible alien invasion. Or perhaps the Empire's expert spy team has been showing President Hudson the pictures they took of him in that hotel bedroom in Achenar. Commanders make light work of Sirius and Rantar. Independent pilots have exceeded expectations twice in 1 week. Having completed the Sirius Corporation's two-week appeal in little more than 2 hours, they moved on to complete a new appeal by Rantar in a bit more than 2 days. Following completion of the goals, Rantar has already unlocked the transport layer of the Guardian's Obelisk communication network, revealing the names of 4 more systems that must contain abandoned cities. Sirius Corporation, on the other hand, has not yet released any information on when we'll see the first UA-resistant stations. Formidine Rift. More discoveries, but still no breakthrough. Seven sites belonging to the apparently ill-fated Dynasty project have now been found, but there's still no clear information on the secret of the Formidine Rift. What we know so far is that a fleet of unmarked anacondas were sent out in 3 directions in the year 3270 to place deep space probes or satellites in locations several thousand light years from inhabited space. The nature of the satellites was not revealed to the crew, and it seems that some or all of the expeditions failed to return home, after a number of mishaps including what sounds like alien hyperdiction. The mystery continues. Unexpected demand for 10-sided dice leaves Galaxy baffled. Another mystery has struck the Galaxy this week, with an unexpected run on pentagonal trapezohedrons. Many puzzled suppliers have been left with no stock of the small geometrical objects. Galactic Trading Standards officers have had to step in after some unscrupulous vendors started selling pentagonal bipyramids. "They're just not the same," explained Ed Foster, a detective in the Acellus Prime Police Department. "You may think it's all the same, but you just can't complete a tricky task using these things, even with a decent skill bonus." Stocks of 10-sided dice are expected to become widely available again in December this year. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.